Maybe you just sit in the car and you watch practice while you're putzing around on your phone, checking Facebook. Maybe you're listening to the show right now, watching your kid at soccer practice. Why not listen to the show while you're watching your kid at soccer practice while you're running laps around the park? Episode 361 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: finding balance between running and everything else in life. Hey guys, real quick before we get into today's quick tip, I just want to take a minute and thank a few folks who've left some reviews for the show on iTunes in the last 6 weeks or so, something like that. And doing so isn't always the easiest thing. As like I've said before, as much as I love Apple and Apple products and pretty much all things Mac, leaving a review, especially on your phone, is a pain. So I appreciate those of you who have done it in the past. And again, just want to shout out and personally thank Zero Danny in Spain. Muchas gracias. Very much appreciate your review. And also Mad Runner 1974 from here in the good old USA. Thanks for your review. And he labeled it his favorite running podcast, or his or her, I guess. I don't know. But favorite running podcast. So I definitely appreciate it. Appreciate you both of y'all taking the time to do so. It means a lot. And again, if you want to do that, head over to iTunes on your phone. You have to search for the show, bring up the show. Even if you're subscribed, if you could go through the search, find it, leave a rating review. A couple step process. It is a pain, but it is much appreciated. And if you're on your computer, it's real easy. Just dial up iTunes, search for the show, and bada boom, bada bam. But anyway, let's go ahead and dive into today's quick tip. Talking about balance, and it's one of those things that I think we all struggle with from time to time. And today's kind of topic or subject was actually inspired by Jasmine, who's a new member of our Facebook group. I assume she listens to the show. Maybe she does. Maybe she doesn't. But in either way, she just basically, you know, she introduced herself on our Facebook group, which if you haven't joined yet, do that. Dizruns.com/Facebook. But, she's introducing herself. She just said, hey, you know, I'm new to running. I ran my first marathon. I'll pull that up. I think she said her first marathon. Yeah, first marathon last year. And is kind of obsessed. But, you know, she's a mom. She works. She's got other responsibilities in life, and she's just struggling to find the time now that she's so hooked on running. And I was, you know, thought about that for a minute. And I mean, it's not like that's the first time that I've heard somebody complain about that, or maybe not complain isn't the right way of saying it, but you know, she's certainly not the first person that I've heard struggle with that. I've struggled with that. I know most of you have probably struggled with that. And based on the responses in the group from folks who have kids or you know, are otherwise busy, you know, lots of people have struggled with it and overcome it. But I want to talk today just a little bit about some ideas, some things that I've done, things that I've heard other people do to help maintain that balance between running and everything else in your life. Some of these may sound familiar to you. Some of them may be new. And even if you already think you're doing a good job of finding balance, maybe some of these things that maybe you haven't heard of before, or these suggestions, might help you find even more time. Because obviously, I mean, we have 24 hours in a day, which sounds like a lot until you start figuring out how much time you spend doing different things. And like all of a sudden, I don't know about you, but I know I wish I had a 26 or 27 hour day once in a while. It would help out a lot in finding and maintaining balance between everything I've got going on. But here are some of the things that I do to try to help maintain balance as much as possible. And hopefully they will help you a bit as well. So the first thing that I do is I try to schedule my priorities. I heard it said one time that we need to spend more time scheduling priorities as opposed to prioritizing our schedules. So, you know, if you're prioritizing your schedule, you just kind of look at everything that's on the schedule, and, you know, whenever there's a gap, you know, it just kind of fills in on its own. If there's other things that you want to do, if there's things that are priorities to you, if running is a priority, you probably should schedule it. You know, once you put that on the calendar, once you put it on your Gmail calendar or on your daily planner or whatever you know, thing you use to plan out your days and your weeks, you know, put it on there and treat it like an appointment. Treat it like it's a doctor's appointment or a work meeting or whatever else that you would put on your schedule, and then not cancel. You know, when somebody texts you and says, hey, do you want to go grab a coffee? Oh, no, I've got something. And you don't have to tell them that it's a run, you know, but if you're running as a priority, schedule it, you know, and then everything else will fit around it. again, if you're just, if the things, you know, if you're hoping to find empty space on your calendar to get your runs in, it's probably not going to happen. So, you know, if running is important or anything else in your life is that you're struggling to make time to do, if you're trying to learn to play the guitar or learn a new language or, whatever it is, if you want to find time, you're never going to find time. You got to make time. You got to schedule time. So schedule the things that are priorities for you. And if that's running, schedule it, you know. One of my favorite tips is to invent more time. Now, again, this is something that maybe sounds a little bit ridiculous because, again, 24 hours in a day, and I just said a minute ago that I would love to have 27 or 20, you know, 26, 27 hours in the day. Obviously, that's not possible, but there is time that you can salvage, that you can, I call it inventing. But, you know, think about things like when you drop the kids off at soccer practice. And then what do? You either go home and come back and pick them up, you know, an hour and a half later, which means that you're spending 15, 20, 30 minutes to drive home, 15, 20, 30 minutes to drive back. And then you've got, you know, 30 to 45 minutes that you're sitting around at the house. You're not really doing anything. You know, maybe you do the dishes. Maybe you run the vacuum. Maybe you just sit on the couch and enjoy, you know, some trashy, you know, garbage, you know, Real Housewives type of show or The Bachelor or something like that, that you just can't watch when other people are around. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but if you're not having time to get your runs in, what about using that hour and a half while your kids are at soccer or dance or piano or whatever the activities are to go for a run? You know, maybe you just sit in the car and you watch practice while you're putzing around on your phone, checking Facebook. Maybe you're listening to the show right now, watching your kid at soccer practice. Why not listen to the show while you're watching your kid at soccer practice while you're running laps around the park? You know, if you're trying to find more time to run. So just inventing time at your lunch break. I recognize that not everybody has the type of job where you can go run at lunch and then you can come back to your work and be sweaty. All right. I get that, but you may have opportunities. You may have that option. You may be able to go run for 20, 30 minutes, get knock out 2 or 3 miles, come back, shower real quick, and then be ready to go if there's a showering facility where you work, or take a, you know, kind of a wipes bath or a sink bath, a sponge bath, if you will. You know, especially, you know, now as it's January when this episode is released, you know, this time of year, maybe it's not so hot that you can't get a run in and not be too sweaty and nasty. Again, it doesn't work for everybody depending on what kind of job that you have, but you know, if you're just sitting at your desk for 45 minutes on your lunch break playing Candy Crush on your phone. Again, there's a time and a place for that to turn the mind off and not have to think. But you could also maybe squeeze in a run a couple times a week or even just once a week during that time. You know, just look for those opportunities where you're sitting around, where you know you have project A or obligation A finishes, obligation B starts in a half an hour or an hour or something like that, and there's really nothing productive that you're going to do in that time. Make it productive by squeezing in a run and invent that time. Probably the most common recommendation, the third tip for finding more balance or having more balance in your life to make sure that you get your runs in, is to get up earlier. I rejected that for a long time. I have not thought of myself as a morning person for most of my life. But as I said in the blog post for today, I'm at a point in my life now where if I don't get out of bed until 5 o'clock in the morning, I have legitimately slept in. Okay. Like that is sleeping in. On Sundays, I sleep in till about 6:30 or 7 usually. And that's almost too much because then I can't fall asleep the following night. But I get up, you know, most days between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, get my runs in, start working a little bit before the girls get up. And it just helps me start my day better. I don't know what it is. I would rather run in the afternoon. I honestly would. But starting the day with a run when nobody else is out there, when the streets are quiet, it really does. There's something about it that really sets the day up for me to be more successful. I feel more productive. I tend to get more done on those days. So it's just is something that you know, makes all of my life better when I get that run in early. If I don't, then it's kind of hanging over my head. It's like, well, God, I hope I can find time to squeeze something in this afternoon. But you know, I mean, stuff always pops up. Again, if you schedule your priorities, if you schedule that run at 5 o'clock in the morning, you're more likely to make it happen. if you're just trying to you know, squeeze it in between other things that are on your schedule, it's much less likely. But if you get up early, there's a lot less things that you know, try to get in the way. You know, there's no distractions, there's no pseudo emergencies. I'd argue that most of the time there's not emergencies anyway, but you know, we have these pressing issues that distract us from the day. There's not a whole lot of those things at 4 o'clock in the morning. Not a whole lot of emails that need to be answered. Not a whole lot of text messages, Facebook posts, things like that. So just get up, get your run in, set yourself up for a great day, and then everything else can easily be, much more easily be balanced. I'm not going to say easily, but more easily be balanced because you've already got your run in. You've already taken care of that. And then the last tip in today's quick tip, or last possible suggestion when it comes to finding balance, is one of those things that maybe we don't want to say. We don't want to, you know, it's not the most receptive answer, but it's real. I mean, this is real life, right? You may just have to shift your focus a little bit. You know, in the blog post, I talk about the song "Turn, Turn, Turn" by the Birds, which is arguably one of my least favorite songs. Probably my top five songs I hate the most is "Turn, Turn, Turn" by the Birds. "California Dreamin'" is way worse. I hate that song from the Mamas and the Papas. But you can, you know, looking at those two songs right there, you know what kind of music I listened to growing up as a kid. We had a country station and an oldie station. I went all in on the oldies. But you know, "Turn, Turn, Turn," it's all about, you know, there's a time and a season for different things. Quote some stuff from Ecclesiastes in the Bible. You know, the reason that this is important, or something that might help you, is that, you know what, sometimes in life you just got to back off the running a little bit. Doesn't mean you have to stop. Doesn't mean you're a bad runner. Doesn't mean you're less of a runner. Doesn't mean you're not a dedicated runner. But like, you know, when Addison was born, like, I didn't run a race for over a year because I didn't know how much time I'd have to train. I didn't know how much time how much energy I'd have, how many sleepless nights I'd have. You know, running was still a priority. Running was still something I did, but it wasn't as much of a priority. I backed off of it a little bit. You know, maybe you've got family demands. Maybe your kids are doing, you know, your kids are young and you're a stay-at-home mom, and it's just like finding time is tough. Well, you can still run. You can still treat your running as a stress relief, but you don't make it as much of a priority right now. You're not maybe going to try to BQ right now because you just don't have the time to dedicate to that. That's okay. Boston's not going anywhere. Running's not going anywhere. Whatever those things are in your life, whether it's, again, whether it's family, whether it's work, whether it's social obligations, you know, those things will will come and go. And when they go and your schedule relaxes a little bit and you have a little bit more time, now you can refocus and rededicate more time on your running. That can take up a bigger part of your life while your whole overall life still maintains balance. And that's the key. You know, there's a time and a place. Again, turn, turn, turn. I hate the song, but it works for this lesson today, this quick tip. And when it's all said and done, you know, whether you're trying to invent time, whether you're focusing on scheduling your priorities, getting up earlier, listening to that song and you know, refocusing on right now, time and a place and a season, just remember there's no magic bullet. There's no formula to finding a way to create balance in your life. What works for me, works for me. Okay, what works for you to find balance in your life works for you. You've got to play around. You've got to trial and error. You've got to, you know, whatever metaphor you want to use. It's more art than science, or, you know, you got to throw it at the wall and see what sticks, or whatever it is. You've got to try different things. You got to be willing to try different things to find out where is the balance for you. And if you're not sure where to start, ask. Jasmine asked a post in the Facebook group, and I don't know, 10 or 12 people started chiming in. People that I haven't seen post or respond to a post in the group in weeks. But they have a bunch of kids. They have young kids, or, you know, one lady has four kids and she's pregnant with her fifth. You know, so obviously she knows what it's like to balance schedules and to find balance and to use, you know, to run when she can, but not worry, you know, not stress about missing runs because of family obligations. Okay? So ask other runners, ask people you run with. Ask on Twitter, jump in our Facebook group and ask people there, because there's so many people that are willing to chime in with their suggestions and their help. I'm always willing to help if it's something that I can help with. Just ask. But then you got to put some of that advice into play, try it out, and see ultimately what works for you when it comes to finding balance. So that's the moral of the story today. You know, I gave you a couple of options, a couple of things to try. Now you got to do it. You got to try it and see what works best for you. So let me know. You know, if you've been able to find balance, let me know how you do it. That way I can share it with others. And a great place to do that is in the show notes for this episode, or the blog post, really, because it's a quick tip, more of a blog post than just show notes. Dizruns.com/361, and share how you've maintained balance in your life between running and everything else. And that way other folks can maybe glean from some of the examples that you give and go, oh, wow, maybe I should try that. And we'll just pay it forward that way. So that's the call to action. And then the other one is, again, it, you know, thanks to the folks who left reviews recently. Zero Danny and Mad Runner 1974. Appreciate y'all and everyone else who's left reviews in the past. And if you haven't done so yet, if I could trouble you, head over to iTunes and leave a review for the show there. It's much appreciated. But enough for today. This quick tip is turning into a long tip, and we don't want that to happen. So let's wrap things up. Thanks for listening. Hope this helps. And if it does, please let me know. Let me know how it helped. And if you have other issues or questions or struggles that I can address in future quick tips, let me know those as well, because I'm always looking for ideas that things that are actually relative for people right now that listen to the show. So let me know. You know the places. Dizruns on the Twitter, dizruns@gmail.com, and also the show notes are all good places to let me know. So until next time, have a great one, guys. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. And we'll talk soon.
See ya.